إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، قال شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد باب ما جاء في التطير، قال شيخ الفوزان حفظه الله: أي من الوعيد، ما جاء أي من الوعيد في التطير. I continue reading the explanations of the chapters of Kitab al-Tawheed of Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab al-Tamimi rahimahullah, from al-Mulakhas fi Sharhi Kitab al-Tawheed of our beloved Shaykh al-Doktor al-Allama Salih ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan hafidhahullahu wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayhi wa lilmuslimina wa lilmuslimat. قال شيخ الإسلام: باب ما جاء في التطير وقول الله تعالى: ألا إنما طائرهم عند الله ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون، وقوله تعالى: قالوا طائركم معكم. The first proves that the Shaykh محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله presented in this chapter is two ayats. One ayah from Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 131, and one ayah of Surah Yasin, ayah 19. As for the ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, rather their evil beliefs based on their omens are about Allah, but most of them do not know. The other ayah, translation of it, they, the messengers, said, your omens are for you. Of course, the Shaykh mentioned other narrations. We get to them, inshallah, after we read to you the explanation of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala. The first thing that the Shaykh mentioned, munasabatul babi li kitab al-tawheed, the relevance of this chapter to kitab al-tawheed, the book of tawheed. قال لما كانت الطيارة نوعا من الشرك الذي يتنافى مع التوحيد أو ينقص كماله، عقد المصنف لها هذا الباب في كتاب التوحيد تحذيرا منها. The reason why Shaykh al-Islam al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala included this chapter about at-tatayyur, which is to believe in omens, which is in other way superstition, he says, and which is shirk, he says, since this tiyara, believing in omens, is a type of shirk that opposes tawheed, opposes Islamic monotheism, or at the least decreases its perfection. For these reasons, Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala, mentioned it in a chapter of the book of tawheed, to warn the people against it. المعنى الإجمالي للآيتين, the general meaning of these two verses. الآية الأولى, as for the first verse from Surah Al-A'raf, قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله: لما كان قوم فرعون إذا أصابهم غلاء وقحط قالوا هذا أصابنا بسبب موسى وأصحابه وبشؤمهم، رد الله تعالى عليهم بأن ما أصابهم من ذلك إنما هو بقضائه وقدره عليهم بكفرهم. This ayah is about the people of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh and his people. When Allah afflicted them with drought and difficult time and hardship, what they say? They say, we're going through this hardship, no rain, because of Musa and his people. That's why. Because of Musa and his people, they are in our land and amongst us, that's why we're going through all this hardship. So they believe in omens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted them, saying that which has afflicted them has nothing to do with Musa and his people, but rather this is what Allah has decreed. Qada'ullah al-kawni, the decree that is destinative. Because as the ulama, they says, the decree is two types. The decree that is destinative, and this applies on everybody. Nobody can escape this. And then there is the qadr that is legislative, and which the people, those whom Allah guide them to the haqq, they act upon the haqq, alhamdulillah. This one here, whatever happened, the affliction, the hardship they go through, the rain doesn't fall, and therefore they have a drought, this is because what Allah has decreed. لِحِكْمَةٍ. Allah knows the wisdom. And that due to their disbelief. Because of their disbelief, Allah afflicts them with these types of hardships in the life of this dunya. ثم وصف أكثرهم بالجهالة وعدم العلم. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described most of them, the majority of them, as being ignorant and not having knowledge. ولو فهموا وعقلوا لعلموا أن موسى ما جاء إلا بالخير والبركة والفلاح لمن آمن به واتبعه. Have they understood the matter correctly? They should know with certainty that Musa alayhi salam brought nothing to them but good and blessings and success, but with a condition for those who believed in him and followed him. Al-Ayah Thaniya, as for the second verse in Surah Yasin, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله أن الله سبحانه رد على من كذب. قبل هذا, look at the application of this. Don't you think that this is what the people of Musa said, of Fir'aun? The people of Fir'aun said, and that's it, is over. Now people still saying it. If something happens, it'll be said because of him. Now you find certain people riding in the same van, couple of people, and then they get a flat tire. And then they like, see, that's, you brought this guy? SubhanAllah, I told you don't bring him with us, akhi. Now because of him, we get this flat tire. A'udhu billah. You got a flat tire because Allah has decreed this to happen. 50,000 years before the creation of the heaven and the earth. See? People, they make statements, they don't pay attention. They make statements similar to those that people of Fir'aun says. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. They get lost and they couldn't find, or they get there late because of him. Something wrong with that brother right there. What's wrong with him? He was just sitting in the back. Maybe he was asleep the whole ride. What did this brother do to you? Not understanding the Tawheed. not understanding the Tawheed. So it's for us to pay attention, ya Ikhwan. And we correct these matters ourselves. And if we are around others, Muslims, claim Salafiyya. So what Salafiyya is this, if you have problems in Tawheed? Salafiyya is knowledge-based, not just how you look and talk about it. So now we pay attention, we're learning this so we can pay attention, we correct our mistakes, and we help others who fall into mistakes like this. So if you hear somebody like, Akhi, because of him that we have this flat tire, say, Akhi, taqillah, say la ilaha illallah, ya Akhi. You gotta go and read Kitab al-Tawheed. Akhi, these things happen by Allah's qadr. That brother, he didn't came out and has a screwdriver and punched the tire. Ya Akhi, the brother was with us. What he has to do with this? Well, now, because nothing. Give it up. Go back and read Kitab al-Tawheed. Ayna am barakallahu feekum. And this is the purpose of these classes, and we're reading these chapters. قال الآية الثانية, the second ayah, أن الله سبحانه رد على من كذب الرسل فأصيب بالبلاء ثم ادعى أن سببه جاء من قبل الرسل وبسببهم. As for the second ayah in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refute those who belie the messengers. And therefore, because of them opposing and belying the messengers and not following them, they go through hardship and affliction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who oppose the messengers, they claim that actually because of those messengers, that's why they go through this hardship, because of the messengers. فبين الله سبحانه أن سبب هذا البلاء من قبل أنفسهم وبسبب أفعالهم وكفرهم لا من قبل الرسل كما ادعوا. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear that the reason for them going through these afflictions and hardship is because of their own actions. Because of their own actions and because of their disbelief. Them disbelieving in those messengers. Not because of the messengers, as they claim. Not because of the messengers. وَكَانَ اللَّائِقُ بِهِمْ أَنْ يَقْبَلُوا قَوْلَ النَّاصِحِينَ لِيَسْلَمُوا مِنْ هَذَا الْبَلَاءِ. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he said, actually what was befitting for them to do, if they want good for themselves, is to accept the advice of the messengers, the invitation of the messengers who called them to that which is good for them. If they really want to be saved from these afflictions, and Allah put and take away these afflictions from them, this hardship, there is a way, by believing in the message of the messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them. لكنهم قوم متمادون في المعاصي فمن ثم جاءهم الشؤم والبلاء. But since these are people, they indulge in sins and disobedience, that's why they believe in omens. And that's why the affliction continues upon them. المناسبة الآيتين للباب. Then the Shaykh Salah al-Fawzan mentioned the reason why Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, has chosen these two particular verses as a proof in this chapter. Because the Shaykh, he don't randomly choose any verses. He's a alim from the ulama al-Rabbaniyin. Unlike somebody who talks and then he's like, oh, wait a minute, I gotta put an ayah or two in there. And he put any ayah. And when the people say, wait a minute, this ayah, does it really apply here? And that person may say, Akhi, this is the kalamullah, taqillah. This is the speech of Allah and you're talking about. Akhi, Allahu Akbar. We say it is the speech of Allah, alhamdulillah. Lakin, does it apply in this? Amen. So, but the ulama, al-Rabbaniyun, they carefully select the text that apply to the topic, to the chapter. And that's why the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzani explained to us what connection this ayat has with this chapter. قال أن الله ذكر أن التطير من عمل الجاهلية والمشركين وقد ذمهم الله تعالى ومقته. Says because Allah has mentioned in these ayats that tatayyur, believing in omens, in superstition, is from the actions of jahiliyyah, people of ignorance, who don't have Islam. If somebody have Islam, doesn't do these things. It's not from the actions of the Muslims to believe in superstition and in bad omens. This is from the actions of ignorant people who don't have huda, don't have guidance. Now a person have guidance and still get lost. It's like someone has a map, has the right direction and still get lost. He's not paying attention to the directions. Even he has it with him. Likewise, person just a Muslim by affiliation and still fall into actions done by ignorant and polytheists, because the Shaykh says it is from the actions of the polytheists. And Allah has despised them and mentioned that these actions are blameworthy and people were destroyed because of their actions. وَلَيَّادُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is very important. Being a Muslim, we thank Allah and we praise Him for choosing us from amongst His servants who are astray. And we have to benefit from Islam. We correct ourselves, not just the way we look, our dress, that's a good thing, alhamdulillah, but also our expressions. Especially those amongst us who were upon kufr before, upon disbelief and shirk. And Allah guide them to Tawheed and to Islam. Now you're going to work hard because it's a habit. You used to do certain things certain way. You used to make certain expressions. Now pay attention to them. Correct them. And so that you correct others around you. And also those people who they were born as Muslims, born in a Muslim countries or Muslim families, actually, say they grow up in a Muslim environment, Muslim country, but ignorant, no Sunnah, maybe Sufiya, Jahl, Bidah. Yes, they Muslim, MashaAllah, is a name. They hear the Adhan, they fast Ramadan, they pray, but then they have no knowledge. And as you know, in communities like this, there is a lot of bid'ah and innovations, sometimes innovations that involve shirk in actions and statements and belief. So this is important for us to pay attention and to review this chapter, not just today morning, this morning, I go home and review it again. Digest it, like we say, so you understand it correctly. So that when we make a statement, we're like, SubhanAllah, La ilaha illallah, this statement is very dangerous. Can't say this, Astaghfirullah, La ilaha illallah. And you pay attention. It's not just about you. It's about you and about others. As Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, seeking knowledge, there is nothing better than it. But for the one who has the good intention. They say, what is that good intention? He says, to have the intention while you're learning to remove ignorance from yourself and to help others as well. It's not just about you. But you got to pay attention. People around you, they make statements of shirk, statements of the people of Jahiliyyah. You tell them nicely, Ya Akhi, MashaAllah, Barakallahu Fik, this go against Tawheed. Why? Because in the chapter of Kitab al-Tawheed, kada, قال الله تعالى, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, we have the book, inshallah, هكذا, بارك الله فيكم. ما يستفاد من الآيتين? What is some of the benefits from these verses? قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان, أولا, أن التطير من عمل الجاهلية والمشركين. Believing in omens, superstition, it is from the actions of the people of ignorance before Islam, and it is the actions of the mushrikeen, the polytheists. Number two, إثبات القضاء والقدر والإيمان بهما. Likewise, these are ayahs from the many other verses in the Quran that affirm the qada and the qadr, the pre-decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we believe in them. And as you know, this is one of the pillars of iman. وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, that we believe in the qadr. ثالثاً, number three, from the benefits from these two verses, أَنَّ الْمَصَائِبَ بِسَبَبِ الْمَعَاسِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. Allahu Akbar. Afflictions are due to sins and disobedience to Allah. Now, afflictions and hardship befall the people, calamities befall people because of their disobedience of Allah and because of their sins. And of course, the ulama, they mention a lot, have a lot of work about this. The evil consequences of sins and disobeying Allah that brings calamity, وَلَيَّادِ بِاللَّهِ, bring afflictions and destruction and ruin to communities and societies. Number four, في الآية الأولى, the first ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, ذَمُّ الْجَهْلِ لِأَنَّهُ يُؤَدِّي إِلَى عَدَمِ مَعْرِفَةِ الشِّرْكِ وَوَسَائِلِهِ وَمِنْ ثَمَّ الْوُقُوعُ فِيهِ. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has despised the jahl, ignorance. Ignorance is not a good thing. It's a bad thing. It's a blameworthy to be upon jahl, not trying your best to learn. Why? Because ignorance leads to one thing. People not knowing shirk. Those who are ignorant, they don't know what the shirk is. They don't know the means that lead to shirk, and therefore they fall into it. Therefore they fall into shirk because they don't know what it is, and they don't know the means that leads and the path and the ways that leads to it, and they fall into it, and they follow those paths. But if they know these paths of shirk, and they want to be upon Tawheed, they avoid them. They don't continue. It's like someone riding, and he knows he's going to be on 75 north, but then he's like, wait a minute, this says, I'm on 70, the sign says 75 south. And those people, immediately, they know that they are on the wrong path, and they take the first exit and make a U-turn. But if they don't know, they have no clue, they keep going. Get further away from the place that they're supposed to be heading towards. Likewise, ignorance is a fatal disease. People not knowing, they just follow each other's. But those who know the path of shirk, that lead to the shirk, when they see it, they don't get on it. Even people say, let's go. Anybody going over there, say, no, that's not for us. We know the path we're supposed to be upon. خامسا في الآية الثانية وجوب قبول النصيحة لأن عدم قبولها من صفات الكفار. It is an obligation to accept the advice. SubhanAllah. It is obligatory to ask to accept advice. When you're advised, the good advice, the sincere advice, it is an obligation to accept it and act upon it. Because rejecting it and not accepting it is from the characteristics of these disbelievers. And this is another one that many of us, we have to work on. Allahu Musta'an. And this is the source of a lot of division, a lot of problems, a lot of turmoil, a lot of chaos, because of arrogance. And arrogance is from the characteristics of the kuffar as well. As for the Muslim, the muwahid upon the tawheed, the person who's upon sunnah, upon salafiyya, he's not arrogant. Humble. They humble themselves to the haqq. And this applies on all levels. Sometimes you find that a marriage is destroyed because the husband is arrogant, doesn't accept advice. His wife tried to talk to him and advise him. He don't want to care. Why? Who are you to talk to me? I'm the man. Or is the other way around? Big problem, because the wife, she don't want to listen to the advice of her husband. Community fall apart because they don't want to accept the advice. Two partners are going through it, they don't want to accept the nasiha. Du'ats are upon dalala now. They used to be calling to Salafiyya, mashallah. Now they are on the other side of the track. Why? They didn't accept the advice of the ulama. The ulama tell them, ya waladi, oh son, nicely, slow down, son. The way you're taking is not the right way. Dunya is taking you away, son. This da'wah is not about dunya. It's not about competing. Who's going to get more books out there? Who's going to sell more CDs, son? This da'wah, son, is not about going to the hizbis and because they give you more money on your lectures. And your brothers that you go to them, they may give you, they may not. It's not about that, son. Slow down. Some, they don't care. They don't accept the nasiha. What happened to them? Afflictions. They ruined. Now nobody listened to them. They used to benefit their brothers, and then they don't accept the advice. They ruined. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. It's very important for us. Number 6, أَنَّ مَجَاءَتْ بِهِ الرُّسُلْ فَهُوَ الْخَيْرُ وَالْبَرَكَةِ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَهُ. That this, the sixth benefit, the Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan, he says, that which the messengers bring to their people contains khair, all good, all types of good, and barakah, blessings, but for those who follow that which the messengers came with. Now, following the message of the messengers, and when we talk about messengers now, those previous messengers before the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abd al-Muttalib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But after that, that's it. Everybody has to follow the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the people in the time of their messengers, before our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if they follow that which their messenger brought them from Allah, then that which they brought from Allah contains good, khair, and blessings. But for those who follow the messengers, likewise, that which our noble messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beloved messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brought to all mankind now. Because before him, the messenger used to be sent to a particular people. But our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent now to everybody, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, those in his time and those who will come until Yawm al-Qiyamah take place. So this correct a misconception that some people, you want to talk to them, they're like, look, that Muhammad, that Messenger is only for the Arabs. He was an Arab, he's for the Arabs. I'm not an Arab, so why are you talking to me? Some other people, they says, look, man, how long this man died? 1400 so. Well, that was for those people. So why are you talking to me? He says, no, this man is sent as a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all mankind. Inshallah ta'ala. And what we do is to convey the message. They'll accept it, they reject it. It's not, we have nothing to do with that. We have nothing to do with them. Who accepted, who rejected, that's not up to us. That's not even up to the messengers themselves. Because this has to do with the guidance of success. There is two types of guidance. And this is the second type of success. Who's going to accept the truth and who's going to reject it? We don't know. Somebody may reject the truth now. 10 minutes later, Allah changed their heart and accepted. Yes, that's true. You may talk to a person, keep talking to him, and then next day he called you and says, I'm a Muslim. How did that happen? Well, he said, I met somebody in the market, a good Muslim, and talked to me. And you don't feel bad, like, why didn't you take shahada from me? No, no. You should be happy. He said, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So when we talk to the people, tell them, look, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's a messenger. He was chosen by God, Allah the Almighty. And Allah wants good for us because he's al-Ghani. Allah doesn't want us to be Muslims, and he wants more people, because more Muslims, more is bring benefit to Allah. Allah is al-Ghani. Allah doesn't need us. It's not like this group, they call it, no, we're better than the other group, and they want more people because the more people they want, they have bigger, whatever. La. Allah is in no need for us. We all believe or we all disbelieve, doesn't matter, doesn't change anything. It's only for us. And that was the messenger they bring. You tell them, bring only good to the individuals, to families, to societies. And those who want good, Islam is for them. Those who want evil, they don't like it. They don't like it. I'll give them an example. Tell them those people who care about the safety of themselves and their children that ride with them in a car and care about the safety of others, they respect the red light. They respect the stop sign and they apply it. But somebody who is arrogant and don't care about his safety, what they do? You see them how they ride in the streets. Speed limit is 25, they go 85. Red light is no light, no color them. It's all the same. There's no stop sign. And that's why they get in trouble. They don't care. Because they don't care. But those who care, they apply. Likewise. You don't know. Me and you, we don't know. Those people out there, so many of them that are non-Muslims yet. We don't know who's good and who's not. And we don't know who's Allah wants good for them and who's not. All we need to do, and that's not even our concern, we convey the message. We talk to them. They accept it, alhamdulillah. They don't accept it, still alhamdulillah for us, because we're doing what we're supposed to do. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا هامة ولا سفر. أخرجه البخاري ومسلم رحمهم الله. زاد مسلم ولا نوء ولا غول. Then the Sheikh, he mentioned, رحمه الله, Sheikh al-Islam, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, a hadith that is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. On the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no adwa, nor tiyara, nor hama, nor safar. So, the explanation is going to come for these terms. In and Muslim, rahimahullah, he add, nor nau, nor ghul. Okay? What is adwa? La adwa. There is no adwa. العدوى اسم من الإعداء وهو مجاوزة العلة من صاحبه إلى غيره والمنفي ما كان يعتقد أهل الجاهلية أن العلة تسري بطبعها لا بقدر الله. What is this عدوى? It has to do with the spread of a disease or an illness. In another term, we say it's contagious. And certain people, when you see somebody sick, sneezing or something, they don't even want to be around him or nothing. And they say, no, if you buy with that brother, automatically you're going to get sick. Yes, you may get sick. But the Sheikh, he says, what is forbidden here is for a person to believe that the people, they get sick because of that, because that is contagious. But actually, people get sick because of the Qadr of Allah. Because of the Qadr of Allah. Okay? But the Jahiliyyah, they don't believe in the Qadr of Allah, the people of ignorance. They think just automatically being around somebody who's sick, you gotta get sick. You get in it. No, but people, they are around people who say, don't you see the mother be around her child and don't get sick? He's very sick. But sometimes she gets sick. Other times don't get sick. And she doesn't get sick because whenever the child gets sick, she got to get sick. No, but the Qadr of Allah, if it's written with Allah, she's going to get sick, she'll get sick. And we're just giving that as an example. La tiyara, we just mentioned it, tatayur, believing in bad omens. At-tasha'um bit-tuyur, the Shaykh, he says. The people of Jahiliyyah, they used to have this, they believe in these bad omens. For such is like in birds. Wal alfad, wal biqa', statements, places, people. They look at the bird, they see a black bird, they're like, oh, Audhubillah, something gonna happen to me. I'm not driving today. He's not driving today. Who can give me some examples like that? Alhamdulillah.
They drop a mirror and it cracks.
They drop a mirror and it cracks. With that mirror, most likely it's going to crack. Where wrong? It's not like you're dropping a ball, tennis ball. No, it's, but certain people, if they drop a mirror and it cracks, they're like, oh, something bad is going to happen to them. They stay where? On the day, that day, in the house?
7 years bad luck.
7 years bad luck?
Yeah.
No. That's it. They finish. That's if they drop one mirror. What if they drop three mirrors? 21 years? La ilaha illallah. What about those people who work in mirror factory?
No.
Maybe they have three lives.
A'udhu billah. What about when there's bad weather? You know, storm. Like, what was the name of the storm in Louisiana?
Katrina.
Years ago.
Katrina? I think it was
Katrina. I'm not going to Louisiana because there's a storm down there. I could probably get killed.
Ah, that's different. That's different. When you see danger, you avoid it. That's different. You see in danger, you avoid it. No, that's different.
Here
we have what other? Black cat. Hey, black cat. They see black cat. What happened with that?
They don't cross the way. They go the other way.
If the cat, black cat, cross the way, they go back.
No.
A'udhu
billah.
What else?
Varies from country to country.
Of course, it varies from country to country, yes.
In my hometown, where I grew up in,
yes.
People used to nail horseshoes over the door.
Oh, yeah, now. That's true. The horseshoe and this.
Don't walk on the ladder.
Ahsan, don't walk the under, ladder. Under the ladder.
Under the ladder.
Not on, under.
Under.
If there is a ladder from the wall,
yes.
Don't walk under
don't
it. Between
under.
The wall and it. Yes.
You're going to have bad luck.
For safety, yes. Not for bad omens.
No, bad luck.
Look, for safety reasons, yes, stay away from it. Unless it is the only way you can get through. So do it with careful. Be careful. But for the people, they're like, look, man, if you walk under the ladder, something bad is going to happen to you. Just watch for the bucket with the paint on top of your head. Don't bump it. No, this is not bad. This is something that, yeah, you walk under the ladder. What else?
Someone sweeps over your foot with the broom.
I know. They say also, if somebody was sweeping and they sweep over your foot with the broom, what happened, Abdullah?
Bad luck.
that brings a bad luck.
Spit on the broom and stuff like that.
That what they do to get rid of it, they spit on the broom.
Yeah,
la hawla.
Yeah, they sweep you with the broom.
Yeah.
They sweep the other person with the broom.
If they sweep you with the broom, you're going to jail.
The broom is a judge now.
The broom is bad.
The judge said people to jail.
Accidentally sweep you with the broom.
Oh. Okay.
They say something bad is going to happen to you, going to jail or something.
Wow, yeah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Look, ikhwan, how ilm is good. Tawheed, look at the benefits of Tawheed. You see how many people still believe in these things? You know what that do to their life? When somebody crack a mirror and 7 years, you know, now they done. That's it. Whenever they want to try, they're like, ain't going to work, man. The mirror, brother. And their life become, they want to get married. If something, little problem happened in their marriage, oh yeah, that's it. Now here's a sign, I'm start seeing it. Instead to work and say, look, man, we're human. That woman, I'm married, is a human being. She has good days, she go through things. Let me work with her, let me see what's going on. They're like, that's it. She's gone. In a business, in everything. A car, railroad. Bad omens about cars, about this, about places, about days. In Jahiliyyah, some days they don't do anything in that day. They say, that's a bad day. A'udhu billah. Some places they don't go to. Objects, animals. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وهامة, there is no هامة. الهامة هي البومة. كانوا يتشاؤمون بها. فجاء الحديث بنا في ذلك وإبطاله. The people in Jahiliyyah, they used to have bad omens also attached to the owl. O-W-L. The
bird.
Owl. Yeah, the bird. Maybe because of the way it is. Maybe because it goes in night and that. Allahu A'lam. But they say if somebody see an owl, oh, that's it, man, you're done. What's the owl has to do with this? It's from the creature, beautiful creature of Allah.
No.
Subhanallah. And also the Prophet, so he said, so the hadith come to destroy these bad omens and this superstition. When you see an owl, don't feel bad and shaky, oh, something going to happen to me. No, this is a creature of Allah, beautiful creature of Allah. وَلَا سَفَرْ قِيلَ الْمُرَادُ بِهِ حَيَّةٌ تَكُونُ فِي الْبَطْنِ تُصِيبُ الْمَاشِيَ وَالنَّاسِ يزعمون أنها أشد عدوى من الجرب. فجاء الحديث بنا في هذا الزعم. There is two meanings of it. Safar. It says, they says it's this snake. He be in a place, and he attacks the hurdle, the sheep, and also attacks people. But this particular serpent or snake, they says it brings a disease that is spread more than jarab. What is jarab? Is a skin disease.
Leprosy.
Not leprosy. This is like it itches a lot, like a rash, and then it becomes very. You know what I'm saying? It's painful and stuff. It's like a rash.
No.
So the hadith come to destroy this. جهل and this ignorance and this superstition. وقيل المراد شهر السفر كانوا يتشاءمون به كذلك فجاء الحديث بإبطال ذلك. And it was said that actually this Safar is actually the actual month Safar. Muharram Safar?
No.
Because in Jahiliyyah they used to say, oh man, when Safar comes, they used to believe, that a lot of bad things happen to you in Safar, so they don't do anything in Safar. Anything they want to do, they're like, no, we wait until next month. Like certain people, they have this superstition as related to Wednesday. Don't get married on Wednesday. Don't do business on Wednesday. Don't travel on Wednesday. What Wednesday has to do with this? Now, if it rains on Wednesday and you cannot drive in the rain, yes, wait until Thursday. If there is strong wind or a storm on Wednesday, yes, for safety reason, wait until, alhamdulillah, it clears out. You're busy on that Wednesday and you cannot travel, wait. It's a holiday where you what, and you know people are going to be traveling, a lot of traffic, and you don't want to be stuck in the traffic, wait until the next day. But for the people to believe that, look, if they travel on Wednesday, bad thing going to happen to them. And worse, Allah may afflict those people. They may travel on Wednesday, and something happened to them. And they're like, see? And other people told them, see, told you don't travel on Wednesday. You don't listen. You see? A'udhu billah. Aina. Don't listen, man. Yeah, don't listen to those people, because they call you to shirk. Because tayyara is from shirk, wal-iyad billah. If they tell you, look, akhi, don't travel today because you're tired. You just work double shifts. Go get some sleep, barakallahu fiqh. Don't travel. Not because of Wednesday, any day. No. Get some rest. Tomorrow we'll travel. If your wife said that, alhamdulillah. You listen. But if she says, when we going? Wednesday. Oh, no Wednesday, brother. No Wednesday. Why, sister, you have a doctor appointment Wednesday? No. Children have any doctor appointments? No. Well, why Wednesday? Well, they say it's bad to travel on Wednesdays. Taqillah fi lisan. Go read the chapter of Tawheed. Naam, ya.
Aina.
Yeah, they say also number 13, A'udhu Billah.
Friday 13?
Number 13 in general, and especially actually if it falls on Friday.
Friday 13.
Aina. That's why Allah Musta'an, you go to the hotels or many places that they have elevators, there is no 13.
No.
The floor 13, they skip it.
That's correct.
You go from 12 to 14.
Yes.
I will say, put 13 and give it to us Muslims for free. We, alhamdulillah, we get you. Okay, put the 13 and we get it. With the Muslims, we, alhamdulillah. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. But, akhi, if you live in an area like that, you got to be careful. That's why you need these chapters of Tawheed. Here's a Muslim Salafi, and he's seen number 13. He's like, can you give me another floor, please? Room 13. You don't have 15? Just check, please. Yeah, I can pay some extra. You think, really, you're a Muslim upon Sunnah Salafiyya, you know Tawheed, and you think that if you go to room number 13, something going to happen to you? So what is the benefit of your Tawheed now? That's just a number. But this stuff really get to the people, man. They be like, some people, even though they believe, yeah, well, alhamdulillah, but then you got to work hard for those people who they may be afflicted with this for years. You got to work hard to get this out of your system. Get it out of you. Now you're upon aqeedah, alhamdulillah. Wala now, سيأتي بيانه ولا غول الغول جنس من الجن والشياطين. This ghoul is a type of jinn and devils. يزعمون أنها تضلهم عن الطريق وتهلكهم. They used to claim that it caused them to go astray, to be lost, and to they be destroyed because of them. فجاء الحديث يطالي ذلك وبيان أنها لا تستطيع أن تضل أحدا أو تهلكه. So the hadith come then to destroy these evil omens and this wicked belief of shirk, that this jinn or these devils, they don't do nothing, you know, because just because of them, they have no ability to do that. If somebody is lost, it's by Allah's decree and by Allah's will. المعنى الإجمالي, the general meaning of this hadith, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, ينفي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما كانت تعتقده الجاهلية اعتقادات من اعتقادات باطلة من التشاؤم بالطيور وبعض الشهور والنجوم وبعض الجن والشياطين فيتوقعون الهلاك والضرر منها كما كانوا يعتقدون سريان الأمراض من محل الإصابة إلى غيرها بأنفسها فيرد صلى الله عليه وسلم كل هذه الخرافات ويغرس مكانها التوكل على الله وعقيدة التوحيد الخالص. The Sheikh says in this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم destroy and reject, abolish that which the people in Jahiliyyah before Islam they used to believe, that used to be their creed. They have false beliefs. They believe in bad omens as related to birds. If they see certain bird, oh, automatically something bad is going to happen to them. Some months, stars, jinn, shayateen, and the like. And they believe that their ruin and destruction, whatever, happened because of these things. The same way as in the ayah, they used to believe, or the same way, the adwa, in the same hadith, actually, in the hadith, they believe that diseases are transmitted because of the disease itself, not because of the qadar of Allah. Okay? Not because of the qadar of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ refuted all of this khurafat, this superstition. And rather, the Prophet ﷺ put instead the tawakkul, perfect reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And instead of the creed of falsehood and shirk, he installed in the peoples the creed of tawheed, the pure tawheed, tawheed al-khalis. مناسبة الحديث للباب and about the adwa, about the contagious and that, I remember years ago I was at the Sheikh Rabia's house. I was at the Sheikh Rabia's house during Hajj, حفظه الله. And you know Sheikh Rabia, حفظه تعالى, he has the first level, the first story in his house is all library. And then the second story is his where he lives and this. So sometimes the Sheikh, he's upstairs, and the people are allowed to come to his house and to sit, alhamdulillah, in the library as much as they want, and then they will leave. Sometimes the Sheikh, he will come down and give salam to the people and give them a talk and this, and then he will go upstairs. I was there once, and I was very sick. SubhanAllah, when you go Hajj, you get the flu and that. I was really sick. And the Sheikh asked about me. One of the students says, Abu Muhammad didn't come today? He says, no, Sheikh is downstairs. So he said, call him. Tell him to come upstairs. So the brother came and I said to him, apologize to the Sheikh on my behalf. I'm very sick, man. I don't want to get the Sheikh sick, akhi. May Allah protect him. And I just... So the brother, he went up, and before you know it, the Sheikh coming down the stairs and calling my name. And I went and said, Sheikh, Jazakallah khair. He's like, La ta'ala ya akhi, la adwa. And he mentioned the hadith. He says, I'm not going to get sick because you're sick. La ilaha, so tawakkul, tawheed. He said, no, you're not, it's not because you're sick, automatically I'm going to get sick. La. The applications of the hadith. حفظه الله. مناسبة الحديث للباب أنه يدل على إبطال الطيرة وأنها اعتقاد جاهلي. This hadith, Sheikh al-Islam brought it as a proof because it is a proof on it. This hadith shows that Tiyara, which is to believe in omens and bad omens, superstition, is a falsehood. It's not the haq. And rather it is from the creed and the belief of the Jahiliyyah, wal'iyadu billah. Ma yustafadu min al-hadith, number one, ibtal al-tayyara. The tayyara, believing bad omens, superstition, it is not from our religion. It's falsehood. Number two, ibtal i'tiqad al-jahiliyyah, anna al-amrada tu'di bi tabi'atiha la bi taqdirillahi ta'ala. The negations of adwa, because this is something within Jahiliyyah as well, that they says that that person, whenever somebody is sick and somebody around him got to be automatically sick. No, actually it's by the qadr of Allah. It's not because of the disease itself, but because if Allah wants it for a person, they will get it. And it's true. Sometimes you see people, they come coughing next to you in a masjid, salat, alhamdulillah, you don't get sick. You don't get sick. But if Allah wants it for you, you get sick. Even if you're not around anybody who's sick. And you still get it. Number three, ibtalu tasha'um bilhama wa shahri safar. Likewise, there is no such things, bad omens, because of the owl, or because of the month of Safar, or that, and the like. Number four, ibtalu i'tiqadi ta'thir al-anwa'. This is going to come, inshallah ta'ala, as for the anwa', as the Shaykh he mentioned, he's going to come in the next chapter, inshallah ta'ala. Five, ibtalu i'tiqadi al-jahiliyyah fi al-ghilan. Likewise, as Muslims, we are upon the aqidah of Tawheed. We don't believe that some devils or shayateen or they gonna cause us harms. If some harm, if Allah wants you to go through some hardship, you will get it. It's not just because of them. Six, wujub al-tawakkul ala Allah wa al-i'timadi alayh. Number six, it is obligatory to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't depend on the latter, number 13, and make and a person change all his plans because of he sees a black cat in the street. Now you rely on Allah, you depend on Allah. Nothing gonna happen to you except by Allah's will. Things that Allah decreed to happen to you, even if you see a white cat, a yellow cat, a red cat, it's gonna happen to you. You're gonna get that flat tire. Right or wrong. Not because you see a black cat, no. Number seven, أن من تحقيق التوحيد الحذر من الوسائل المفضية إلى الشرك. That from the things that indicate that person has fulfilling the tawheed, that them being warned and the people they be aware of the means that lead to shirk. I know that's get you firm upon tawheed by avoiding and being aware of the paths and the means that lead to shirk. And lastly, number eight, إبطال ما يفعله بعض الناس من التشاؤم بالألوان كالأسود والأحمر أو بعض الأرقام والأسماء والأشخاص وذوي العاهات. Likewise, Islam has abolished and destroyed some of the belief of the people. It's a superstition, bad omens, as related to colors too. Some people, these guys didn't say this, some colors. Some, they said it's a bad luck. Like black color, red, right? They said, that's a bad luck. Why you put this on? Oh, man. I said, you ruined our day. They even have make person go change. Why you change? You're not going with us with that color, man. Go change. أو بعض الأرقام, or some numbers, see? People, they have some numbers that they log. No, not none. Give me another number, please. Give me another seat.
7 and 12. Good numbers. Good luck.
They are?
Yeah, 7.
I was born on 7-12.
Give me 7 Inshallah. And 12.
That's what it is. Astaghfirullah. All the numbers are the same. Somebody say, I was born in those. Yeah, that would be good luck. And what they do? They go commit haram. Play those numbers, right?
Right.
Astaghfirullah. No, a person should know that the numbers are all the same. The numbers has nothing to do with anything. Okay? It's nothing to do with this. You have this number, the other one. You're in a plane and they give you number 13. What are you going to do now? A ride on the wing? or catch another plane. That's a seat like any other seat. Or people, sometimes some people, they see certain people who has the handicaps or something, instead to they remind you of the favor of Allah upon you and say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi afani, and make dua for them and be nice to them. Now they look at them that they are the problem. All of these things, ikhwan, is not from Tawheed, and they oppose the Tawheed. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.